Das Wort des Vaishnavas, der Bio,
Realm.
Realm, yes. But we see few that like they've got diseases, and he says that we see that Vaishnavas they have sufferings of different types. Sometimes their plants are transformed, like Gurudeva's plants or Shiva Swami Maharaj's plants.
Plans?
Plants.
All right, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. And? Yeah, first of all, if that is the object of our focus, we'll be deceived from getting something substantial. Yeah, but still, this is not our focal point. Right? The angle of vision of a disciple, someone who's faithful, they'll see this as Gurudev's pastimes. This, we'll read in the Chaitanya Bhagavats, it'll say, Nimai Pandit had indigestion. Right. He's Janardhan. He can digest universes if necessary. But he gets indigestion and that creates some drama amongst the devotees. Oh, and he goes to the house of Murari Gupta, and Murari Gupta, oh, if you'll take this water, this will cure your indigestion. When they made the first Nagar Sankirtan in the streets of Navadvip, when Nimai Pandit organized 100,000 people and they all entered the street with torches in the evening. After all the singing and dancing, the Kirtan, Mahaprabhu became thirsty. And he went to the place of Kolavecha Sridhar. And we're told he had one pot. It's like not a nice pot. It's broken, very not clean, but a used, battered, broken pot, water pot. But Mahaprabhu drank from that. Because he wanted to show something, to demonstrate something. That what's from his devotee, that's what he's interested in, not the container. So sometimes a disciple, he sees Guru apparently suffering in different ways. You think, yes, he's taken on my sins. Now some sufferings come to him.
We're
also told by Srila Gurudev that Bhangshidas Babaji Maharaj, in his final days, He had this reputation of being a great Vaishnava. He went back to his village in North Bengal, and he was suffering, and he would call people and say, "You think I'm a big Vaishnava?" And said, "Look at your Vaishnava, how he's suffering."
Because
if people think that by dedicating themselves they'll become free from such things, then it's mundane religion. We see that this is very prominent and fundamentalist Christianity. So-called healers, faith healers. People approach them with various ailments, etc., and they pretend to heal them in the name of Christ or something like this. But to approach the Lord for material prosperity, that sort of thing is rejected from the pages of the Bhagavatam and the life of the Bhagavat. Once Srila Gurudev, when he was a young brahmachari, Gaurindu brahmachari, and he would go to Calcutta and preach, take the train from Navadvip to Calcutta, Calcutta back to Navadvip. Some people, they made the same accusation to him on the train. Sometimes you're sitting there on the train and they, "Hey, Gauranga!" Like they call him Krishna's Gaurangas. "Hey, Gauranga, we want to ask you a question."
Его попутчики обращались к нему, говоря: "Эй, Гауба, ответь на наши вопросы", и вступали с ним в беседу.
So their idea was that if the devotees are so dear to Krishna and they're beyond this world, how come we see their suffering?
И эти люди высказывали эту самую идею. Они думали, если преданные столь дороги Кришне, если они трансцендентны по отношению к этому миру, как они могут страдать и болеть?
He said, no, rather, his answer was, it should be that way.
Его ответ Гурудева был следующим. Именно так и должно быть.
Because they're escaping the influence of Maya, she's attacking them.
Поскольку они преданы, сказал он, пытаются, стремятся убежать и сбежать влияния Майи, иллюзии, она атакует.
A similar question appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the observation is made the devotees of Shiva, they have so much opulence, prosperity, and the devotees of Vishnu, they're poor. Vishnu is consort of Lakshmi Devi. This doesn't apparently make sense.
Лакшми Деви, богиня процветания, его супруга, и, казалось бы, на первый взгляд, в этом нет смысла.
And Sukadeva Goswami's answer is, mundane prosperity is not a blessing for someone in spiritual pursuit.
На что Шукадева отвечает, Шукадева Госвами отвечает, говоря о том, что материальное процветание, благополучие в этом мире является препятствием на пути духовному.
And there's a sloka there, it says, yasyaham anugranami harishye tadanam shanai. Krishna says, when I favor someone, I take everything away from them.
Right.
Srila Prabhupada once quoted this, laughing, but about his own life. He made reference to his former family life and his business ideas. He had some big ideas in the medical field. And he had some moderate success, but then things started falling apart. We know that in Calcutta, Prabhupada had his lab house, laboratory, and some rooms for Srila Guru Maharaj. And some people say that because he and Guru Maharaj, they're always engaged in Harikatha, that Swami Maharaj neglected his business.
В одном двухэтажном доме, на одном этаже была его лаборатория, на другом этаже находился гостил Шрила Гуру Махарадж, Шрила Шридар Махарадж. И люди говорили о том, что поскольку Шрила Гуру Махарадж и Шрила Свар Махарадж постоянно общались и были заняты харикатхой каждый день, долгие часы, из-за этого бизнес Свар Махараджа стал разваливаться.
And Srila Gurudev said recently that Prabhupada's sister, who everyone knew affectionately as Pishima, Bhavatarini, she said to her, to Prabhupada, Prabhu, you know, your whole family situation is falling apart, your business, you're just meant to be a devotee. Just go preach Krishna consciousness and we'll take care of all this family affair.
Мы слышали, когда Шрила Гурудев рассказывал этот эпизод, как тогда, во время этих событий, сестра Шрила Свами Махараджа, которую все с любовью называли Пишима, Бхаватарини, звали ее, она сказала, в один момент она сказала Прабхупаде, она сказала, Прабху, ты видишь, что происходит в твоей жизни, ты, твой, твое предназначение в том, чтобы быть преданным. Следуй этому, иди и будь преданным проповедуем. Мы возьмем на себя время заботы за твоих родных и близких.
And Prabhupada wrote, said now, after he left family life and situated himself in Vrindavan, he said, now that I am penniless, no one wants to have anything to do with me.
И Прабхупада, после того, как принял саньяса и оставил семейную жизнь, ушел в Вриндаван, написал, эти слова он сказал, теперь, когда у меня нет ни копейки в кармане, никто
And he said, all that remains of my family life is a long list of names. And he wrote a postcard to Srila Guru Maharaj, saying, I am disgusted with human civilization. He said, I think the animals are more friendly to me. These are the sentiments of someone advanced in Krishna consciousness. As the mundane life is falling apart, he's ultimately rejoicing at that. That's an opportunity for him to take exclusive shelter of Krishna. There's also something known as asura mohan, which means that which is meant to bewilder atheists or those lacking faith. So even there are descriptions of the disappearance of Krishna. Right, in the Bhagavatam, he's shot in the foot by a hunter. He's actually looking at Krishna's lotus feet, but he gets bewildered and shoots an arrow. It's part of Krishna's divine will. So if someone wants to believe that, here's their evidence. When Srila Prabhupada was first in New York, he had a picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the wall. And one old devotee, I won't mention his name, but he shared this story with me when he first went. One of his original disciples. He said he came to see him and he saw the picture of Saraswati Thakur, and Saraswati Thakur had glasses. And the boy thought, how can he be perfect? He's wearing glasses. So he left. He came back later. Probably they gave him a lot of prasadam.